From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jimmy Hoppe. Here are this morning's top stories from all over Delmarva. This weekend storm may be out of here, but cleanup continues across Delmarva. The winds were so strong Friday afternoon, it nearly destroyed a mechanical shop in Pocomoke City. The front of the Joe Jackson Mechanical Shop was shattered. While Jackson's company doors remain closed for now, he's still busy with work. He spent the weekend outside fixing the damages from the wind. Jackson says what's occurred is unfortunate, but he's determined to clean up and rebuild so that he can reopen his doors. The town of Dewey Beach in Sussex County is set to formally hire a new town manager. Town commissioners selected Scott Koenig to be their new town manager last month. Koenig will take over for Mark Applebaum, who left last fall after facing allegations of racism and sexual harassment. Koenig's the former city manager of Dover. A daycare teacher in Texas had to have his foot amputated after contracting a flesh-eating disease. His wife, Jocelyn, says they're trying to figure out where he picked up the bacteria.
They just told me that they had to amputate because if they didn't, then he would have died.
Raul Reyes had been close to death. The young teacher went to the hospital last week for what he thought was just a blister. But doctors told the 26-year-old he had contracted a flesh-eating bacteria and they needed to amputate his foot before it could spread to his bloodstream. Doctors in Houston believe bacteria entered through an open wound from an ingrown toenail. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Jimmy Hoppe.